The Deputy UN Humanitarian Chief, Kyung Hwa Kang, said that the number and scale of humanitarian crises have skyrocketed and funding has increased by 430%. She said this year started with system-wide emergencies in Syria, the Central African Republic, South Sudan, and the Philippines.
In addition, we now have evidence to prove that global changes such as climate change, population growth, food and energy price volatility, water scarcity, and environmental degradation are as likely to cause humanitarian crises as sudden onset disasters and conflicts.
Meanwhile, the Deputy Emergency Relief Coordinator added, organizations that are providing responses to emergencies are overstretched and the cost is rising.
This path is unsustainable. Business as usual is no longer an option. If we have any chance of coping with future crises and reducing human suffering, we need to redouble efforts to prevent them from happening in the first place. We need to address the root causes of crises, not just the symptoms.
Kyung Hwa Kang said the OCHA report is about putting people first.
This involves addressing political and institutional barriers for change. Saving lives today and tomorrow is as much an information source as it is an advocacy tool for a profound change in the way governments, humanitarian and development actors understand their role, the way they operate, and their behavior toward risk management. The central argument of the report is that we need to shift from managing crises to managing risks.
Sir John Holmes, former UN Emergency Relief Coordinator, said his personal response to the report is twofold. He said he was depressed because the report says the same things that many people have been saying for many years.
At the same time as being depressed, I was encouraged by the report in the sense that I think it does set out the issues in a particularly coherent and compelling way, but also because it does record, if you look at it carefully, a number of new initiatives and practices. For example, bringing together the humanitarian development communities, reflecting recognition of the need to analyse and anticipate risk, not just respond. And that's particularly in some areas where short-term disaster and long-term vulnerability are obviously there together. And that's, for example, in the Sahel and the Horn of Africa.
Sir John Holmes stressed the need to ensure that the OCHA report is implemented and does not join so many other reports on the shelves of the United Nations and elsewhere, gathering dust. Derek Mbata, United Nations.